Dallas school officials say campuses did well compared to the rest of the state under the new rating system. It's a pass-fail system in 191 DISD schools passed, but 34 didn't. They're listed as needing improvement. The TEA says it's a rough but not exact analogy to academically unacceptable, the old rating system. Some of those schools are the same, says Ann Smisko, DISD Chief of Academic Improvement and Accountability, but some are new this year. She said in the past, Pinkston and Roosevelt High Schools, for example, were unacceptable, and this time they're listed as needing improvement.
With Pinkston, with Roosevelt, with some of the other schools, we have known all year we've been planning to work very strategically in those areas because we know that the students in those schools need the additional help and support, and the teachers and principals are geared up to do that.
But Smisko says other Dallas schools and scores did well. Scores on the four indices all beat the state averages. They included measuring student achievement, student progress, closing the performance gap between Anglos and students of color, and post-secondary readiness. Many of Dallas's highly rated schools under the old system did well under the new one, earning up to three distinction designations. In Fort Worth, 100 of the district's 128 schools met standard, 28 need improvement. But more than 40 schools earned distinction designations. Superintendent Walter Dansby said he was pleased with the benchmarks achieved and the plans in place to help all Fort Worth schools. Dallas's Smisko offered a similar comment.
There is definitely work to be done. We're pleased, but we're not satisfied.
These ratings will evolve over time. Eventually, the TEA will roll out letter grades for schools and districts. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.